7 after the hour. It is the second hour for most of you. If you're just tuning in, thank you for joining Dr. Ken Kronhaus and me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to help you out. We're not from the government, so you know we really do mean that we're here to help you out. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken runs one of the most amazing cardiology units in the country. He practices in a wonderful town. It's like Pleasantville. Mount Dora is in suburban Orlando, and a great place for him to have his practice. If you find listening to Dr. Ken that you're intrigued by his approach and you'd like to contact him directly in his office for an appointment, you're certainly welcome to do that. The dial-in number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. It's Lake Cardiology. That's the name of his office, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, you can call us here for collective wisdom, 888-553-7536. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. I hear that more and more frequently from people, but it's true. Ask the question, and you'll get an answer, and you'll be helping other people, too. Or at least you get sent in the right direction, let's hope. Arlene is listening in Anchorage, Alaska, at a Good Day Weekend. Arlene, how may Dr. Ken help you?
Well, good morning. I just had a question. I got my blood work for my health care back, and it showed that my LDL was low and my cholesterol HDL was then low. What is it that causes your LDL to be low?
Well, Arlene, let me ask you a couple of questions, and welcome from Alaska.
Thank you.
What was your total cholesterol?
My total cholesterol was 174.
And are you on any medications that affect your cholesterol?
No, none at all.
And what was your bad cholesterol, your LDL?
It was 97.
And what was your good cholesterol, HDL?
It was 63.
Wow, that's great. And what was your triglycerides?
71.
Go to the head of the class.
Oh, okay.
Arlene, Miss Arlene, do you have any known heart disease?
No, but it does run in my family.
Are you a diabetic?
No.
So you've never had any coronary problem? You're not a diabetic? I would just celebrate these numbers. They're wonderful. For people who have never had any documented plaquing, hardening of the coronary arteries, we like to see that bad cholesterol LDL under 100. If you have plaquing in the coronaries or you're a diabetic, or very high risk of having it, then we like to see the bad cholesterol under 70. The good cholesterol, the healthy cholesterol, HDL, for a guy above 45, for a woman above 50, you're 63. That's fantastic. And your triglycerides under 150 are normal. You have a very nice profile. I would imagine your height is good for your weight.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you eat a nice Alaskan high fish, low saturated fat diet, I would imagine, right?
Actually, I do. I eat a lot of salmon. I eat a lot of salad.
Hey, I'm coming over. When's a good time to come to Alaska?
Pardon me?
When's a good time to come to Alaska?
Anytime, June, July, August.
It sounds great. You're eating the right foods. You're maintaining a good body weight. And I would imagine living in Alaska, you get a lot of energy to burn a lot of calories. Just everyone who I've ever met from Alaska, they just live a great, hearty life.
Well, it's a great place to live, you bet. Thank you so much. I appreciate your
Thanks
answer.
For listening. I'm so glad we're in Alaska.
888-553-7536. To California we go, and Mard, go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Okay, hi. I had a stroke on the left side of my brain.
Yes, sir.
And it affected the right side of my body. And my whole right side of my body feels kind of stiff. And especially my foot, it swells up when I walk a lot. And I've never had that problem before the stroke, so I just wondered, what's causing that? Is it poor circulation, or, you know, should I be concerned about that? Is there anything I could do about that?
What's your first name? Because I don't think we got it right on our...
No, you did get it right. It's M-A-R-D.
Oh, okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure I got it right, Mart.
Yeah.
What I would want to make sure is... a few questions about the swelling. Is that swelling, does it come and go? Do you wake up in the morning and the swelling is gone?
Yes. So when I'm laying down, it seems like it's less.
And
but when I stand up and I'm walking, that's when the swelling goes to my foot a lot, and my foot swells.
Yes, that's called venous insufficiency. The gravity is pulling it down. There's two-way circulation in the legs, Marv. The arteries bring the blood from the heart down to the toes, and then the veins have the hard job. They have to work against gravity to get the fluid back from the toes up to the heart. And there are these one-way valves that hold the blood up as you contract and extend and pump as your muscles move to get the blood back up. And as you get older, and also if the nerves are not working properly from the stroke, these veins won't be holding back because the valves aren't working well. What you need to do is use gravity as your friend. Avoid prolonged standing. When you're sitting, elevate the legs. Limit the salt intake. No one likes them, but these TED hose, the support hose work. We hate to go and give you diuretics, but sometimes that has to be done. And also, what I would do is, if you've had a stroke and you have some weakness, get a lovely physical therapist or occupational therapist to help you. These men and women are just fantastic. They're wonderful people. They love helping to see you improve. And this would help you learn exercises which would help pump the fluids back to your heart and would also give you some things that you could do and make you feel like you're improving.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for his advice, his input, his bedside manner is excellent. Help yourself now. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. Or you can send email to Doug at dougstefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's easy enough to do. Go to the listen box at dougstefan.com. That explains that. Meanwhile, speaking of explanations, if you're a man and you have high testosterone, you're in great shape. But if you don't, if you don't even know what your testosterone level is, you probably ought to start by getting something tested. There's a test for testosterone when you're getting your blood work done, Ken, isn't there?
Absolutely. Just ask the doctor to check it if they don't already check it. But men, you know, your testosterone does start declining.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, testosterone at age 30, and it keeps falling every year. You may want to ask your doctor if you're having any symptoms of low testosterone. Suddenly you're feeling stressed and you don't know why. You may be having some mood swings or having a negative outlook on life and also just feeling unexplained fatigue. These are all issues. Also, not to mention, of course, decreased sexual desire. Ask your doctor to check the levels. But that's why we've created T-Gen. It's a naturally made product that can boost testosterone level. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels.
So, increasing healthy testosterone has lots of benefits for men over the age of 30. Pretty much that's what Ken is saying. That's the bottom line. T-Gen was created to naturally help boost your testosterone level. So if you're over 30, you ought to be taking Ken's advice. Call 800-909-7574. That's 800-909-7574 and order T-Gen. T-Gen makes it easier for you to build up your testosterone, keep the levels where they need to be, so you don't have this aging problem. Sometimes people use that as an excuse for decreased sex drive. There's no reason for that. And other things that are, you know, part of having vim, vigor, and vitality in your life, in your body. 800-909-7574. You get a risk-free supply of T-Gen by calling that number. 800-909-7574.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Hey. Excuse me, 888-553-7536. Moving along now, here's Jack listening in Anderson, South Carolina to Good Day Weekend. Hello, Jack.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Thank you, sir. Are you there, Dr. Ken?
Absolutely.
I just had a question. I'm an elderly man, 76 years old.
Elderly, wait a minute, hold on a second. Let's get a definition.
You're wet behind the ears, so.
An elderly man would be 96. You're not an elderly man. And that's part of the problem. People think of themselves with these foolish boundaries that are created. I'm going to get off on a toot here, but it really annoys me. And I'm not saying you're annoying me, Jack, but I think people who give in and sort of give up, I'm an elderly man. 76 is not, in these times, elderly at all. And there are people who soon slap you to the side of the head when they hear that, so I'm giving you a little verbal slap, all right?
Well, you aren't talking to a man who's given in.
Good. So then, but the words sometimes are important. You don't want to hold those words or thoughts because the other thoughts are things. So you think of yourself as you are. You sound like you're a vibrant man. You sound like you're a healthy man. So remember, my favorite expression about age is that it is, I can say bull, you know what. Because that's what it is. It's a BS number. All right, so anyway, I'm giving you...
I understand that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
You called us.
Dr. Ken, I have a disease called Peyronie's. And I have had it... I've been retired some 18, 19 years, and it started prior to my retirement. I am told by the current urologist that I go to that there's basically no cure for it. And I was told by a previous urologist the same thing. I was wondering if over the years there has come anything along that helps this disease out. You never hear it mentioned. Of course, men don't talk about those kinds of things women do.
This is a disease. It's a development of a fibrous scar tissue inside the penis. It causes it to curve, and you have painful erections. Am I heading in the right direction?
Painful or none at all.
Okay. And initially, the urologist will recommend watchful waiting, but if the curvature does get severe and worsens, there are some medications that have been tried, verapamil, interferon, collagenase, and then also surgery sometimes to shorten the unaffected side, lengthening the affected side, penile implants. These are all things that have been tried. You need a very highly specialized urologist who is interested in this problem.
Yeah, go to a medical center. Go to maybe Charlotte or someplace like that. All right, sir, keep up the good work, though, and the good attitude. 21 after.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. ozarkexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopek, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Your call is invited, 888-553-7536. How may Dr. Ken be of service to you? The gentleman who just called had one problem. You thought he had another problem, Ken, and I think probably it doesn't hurt to have a little... If you and I were talking off the air. It was pretty interesting to compare those. Yeah, I mean, frankly, who would have thought someone would have... misspelled disease or related to another disease. So he had a problem with his penis, which is Peyronie's. Isn't that it?
Exactly.
And the other disease you thought it was began with a C, I think.
Well, I was told that he wanted to talk about Caroli's disease, C-A-R-O-L-I. And Caroli's disease, which I'm sure no one but a few medical people listening may have ever heard of this, because it's like winning the lottery. It's one in a million. I've seen only one case in my life of this. It's a very rare inherited disorder. The intrahepatic, in the liver, the bile ducts, these pipes, tubes where the bile, which is made in the liver, and then flows down into the gallbladder where it's stored, and then it's pumped out of the gallbladder when you eat a fatty meal to help digest fat. There's dilation of these bile ducts, which are inside the liver, and this is a very rare problem. If it's localized, it can be treated with surgery. There are some medications that have been tried for this to try to help things flow. Ursodiol is used. Liver transplant, if things are really bad, sometimes needs to be done. But often just a localized removal, hepatectomy, we call it, of the liver lobe. And you can often live very, very long if you just lose a small part of your liver. And also, the liver is an amazing organ. It regenerates itself. And so if it's localized, you can do quite well. But this is probably the only time most of you will ever hear of this.
Really? First, last, and always. 888-553-7536. Let's see if we can help out Mildred, who's listening in York, Pennsylvania. Yes, Mildred.
Yes, I went to the doctor, and he said I had viral gastroenteritis. And he put me on Pepto-Bismol 4 times a day, followed by diphenoxylate atropine after every bowel movement. But these 6 days have been a nightmare. And I'm wondering, I lost weight, I have a black tongue, a lack of appetite, I've had diarrhea, I wonder what foods I could have eaten that would help me? And is there any new medication that would help in case it reoccurs?
So, Mildred, the key question is, did you get better?
I'm barely better. I still have difficulty finding what to eat.
But this has not all gone away? Because, you know, what doctors call viral gastroenteritis, you know, commonly called the stomach flu.
Right, and they say it's around in this New York area.
Yeah, the rotavirus, the norovirus, you know, you go on a cruise, this is what you're up against, and those are the viruses. It's becoming, unfortunately, in institutional settings more common.
I was at a physical therapist place, and he suggested maybe I picked it up there.
Yeah, it's just becoming more and more common. But the question is the diagnosis correct? Because there's no specific treatment for the viruses. You know, you can't use an antibiotic. You just support the patient. And you got excellent treatment for a stomach flu. So, but the question is the diagnosis correct? If in fact the doctor had the diagnosis correct, it was a reasonable thing to do without putting you through a lot of tests. If the diagnosis was correct, you'd be better by now, I would hope. But the question is it something else? And if it is an infection with a bacteria, you're not going to get better without treatment. If it's an inflammatory problem, you're not going to get better without more specific treatment. So the major question is, are you better? If you are getting better, then just, you know, give it a little more time. But if you're clearly not getting better, you need to go back to the doctor and say that we need to go to plan B and reevaluate this, run some tests, look at the stool, run it for some cultures for bacteria, for other things that can be in the stool, ova, parasites, worms even. You know, I don't want to really make you lose your meal here, but you need some testing done if it's not getting better.
Could it reoccur before you completely get over it?
Well, it'll your symptoms will reoccur if the diagnosis was incorrect. And that's my concern, is that this was not just, you know, a stomach flu, because...
Well, I will be seeing my primary care in the next day or so, and I did call him about the black tongue, and he
said
that
was clear. Are you still having diarrhea?
Yes, as late as yesterday.
Okay. Well, you need to be reevaluated. Your primary doctor either needs to take this or send you to a gastroenterologist, a GI doctor. But they need to start doing some stool samples. They need figure out what the bug is.
If I were you, I'd go to another doctor for another opinion.
It was a reasonable first approach.
Was it? Okay. Hi, Mildred. Thank you. More of your calls. Let's get into the queue. 888-553-7536 with help from Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings. uprisings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever. Camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Weekend 888-553-7536. That's the number for Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we attack some of the medical news of the week. Get back to that. Things that are important, email. But calls are always very important because it gives Dr. Ken a chance to actually exchange ideas, creative juices, if you will, with you and your question. Joe is in Clovis, New Mexico. You certainly are welcome to share your question and thoughts with Dr. Ken right now, Joe. Thank you for the call. Hello.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, sir. I'd like to know about the longevity of psoriasis. I'm under treatment, but I'm curious as to how long it will take or something.
Right. You know, I can hear in your voice that you have psoriasis, and I'm going to get to it and tell you why, because this is a real challenging problem. I don't know if any of you have ever seen someone who has psoriasis, but it can be a very, very embarrassing skin problem to the point where people isolate themselves. It's like a snake wilting. They leave scales everywhere they go. It's a common skin disease, and it affects the life cycle of skin cells, and it just causes the cells to build up rapidly on the surface of the skin. You get these thick, silvery scales. They're itchy. They become dry, red patches, and sometimes they're very painful. And I can tell when I have in my office a patient with psoriasis, they leave a lot of their scales right behind in the chair. They get embarrassed by this. Many people who have this, it affects their entire functioning. They get depressed, anxious, sometimes even socially isolated, often low self-esteem. You can hear it in Joe's voice. All of these complications of psoriasis. Joe, am I getting close to it, or am I all wet here?
No, you're right on.
Okay. My heart goes out to you, because this really does affect one's whole life, and skin is very important. And I guess what I'm hoping, because you need some support, you need some help to cope with this, because I hear it in your voice that you're not getting that. And do you have a dermatologist who specializes? Some of the dermatologists, they especially take a big interest in psoriasis because that's what you need. And I have a feeling you're not getting that.
Well, I'm taking prednisone, and I have a salve. It's ammonium acetate.
And There are a lot of different options for treating psoriasis. Do you have the type that involves the joints or just the skin?
Just the skin.
Okay, great. That's, you know, if it can say great, that's, you know, it's all always compared to what? Because it can always be worse. And there's a lot of topical treatments, different possibilities from corticosteroids, vitamin D types of drugs, retinoids, all of these different things. There's light therapy. I don't know if you've ever been under the lights for this.
No.
And then there's a lot of even more powerful, very strong medications that only the dermatologists use. What I'm going to suggest, Joe, I can hear it in your voice. You're not getting adequate treatment by a dermatologist who really specializes in this area. So I'm going to suggest you're in New Mexico.
Yes.
Are you near any of the university hospitals?
No.
Do you have a good relationship with a primary doctor, your internist, or your family doctor?
I just have one doctor, and this is the only one I've seen in 35 years.
If you have a sore throat or a cold, where do you go to?
No, I don't have doctors. I've never really been to doctors.
Okay,
when I broke something.
Yeah, you see, this is such a great example of why we all need a medical home, so that when these things come up, you can come up with solutions. You know, Joe, you definitely need a primary care doctor to coordinate your care, to be your medical home, and ask around. I'm sure your friends, your family have one, and then that person where you are locally can help direct you, because I'm sure they would know where the nearest specialist is in psoriasis, because that's what you need to do. I can tell it is really affecting your life, and it doesn't need to.
All right, Joe, take Dr. Ken's advice and move the process along. 888-553-7536. Bill in Jackson, Tennessee. Please go on with Dr. Ken now. Let's hear what your question is.
Good morning, sir. I am facing the possibility of prostate surgery. I have been informed, and I know that I have a very enlarged prostate. I don't like taking medications, although I will if I need to. But, you know, just the side effects from medications are sometimes as bad as the problem itself. Nevertheless, like I said, I'm facing prostate surgery, and I'm wondering if there are any new advanced techniques in prostate surgery, and also what are the possible side effects?
Sure, Bill. Just a quick question. Your diagnosis, is it a late or early stage? Is it an aggressive or non-aggressive?
It's very advanced, but I can't say if it's aggressive or not aggressive, because it has been a problem probably the last 3, 4, maybe even 5 years.
But your doctors are recommending surgery because you presumably have an aggressive form of it?
Well, be clear, it's not, there is no cancer involved. It's strictly the PHP.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry, I thought I heard the cancer there. So you just have enlargement.
Yes.
You have enlargement, you have benign prostatic hypertrophy, and
right.
And you've, don't want to be on any medications, and you're
I would prefer not to take any medication. But like I said, if it's a better alternative, I will. And that's part of the reason I'm calling it, to find out if it would be better to have the surgery or better to have the medication. You know, which would be more appropriate for me.
Well, you know, it's a little hard for me over the phone without examining you, without seeing you, to tell you specifically which way to go. You know, I can tell you the options, but, you know, nailing it down, I don't want to mislead you, but there are plenty of medications that can be used for this. There's a lot of different classes of medicines. The standard old-fashioned surgery, the TURP is done, but now there's a lot of other possibilities. There's open prostatectomy. There's minimally invasive surgery. There's laser surgery. There's a lot of different possibilities. There's microwave surgery. And, you know, Bill, you need to – it's impossible for me with the limited information that I have of you to tell you which way to go. I would just talk to a very experienced urologist, even maybe get another opinion, at least two or three opinions, and let them go over you, your studies, and let them custom treat this, because there are a lot of different options. And one size does not fit everybody. There's not one best treatment for everybody.
Right. I understand that. But that doesn't actually answer some of my questions, because, like I said, one of the things I want to know is, are there new...
Absolutely. There's a ton of new things.
But like, I know that the older techniques sometimes have some severe side effects.
What about this new treatment we were talking about earlier, Ken?
That was for cancer. But, you know, surgeons, the urologists love to make funny names. There's TUNA, the transurethral needle ablation. There's the TUMT, the transurethral microwave thermotherapy. There's a lot of different options here, and this needs to be done on an individual basis. Laser surgery, minimally invasive procedures. Talk to several skilled urologists. They'll give you the best options.
What about the side effects from the medications?
Well, the side effects from the medications, they're usually tolerated pretty well. Sometimes they can lower your blood pressure a little bit more than you would like. And you can't take, you just have to be careful about blood pressure with most of them.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
They do lower blood pressure.
Thank you for the call. Best of luck to you. 888-553-7536. I wish that to make people feel like we really do care, because we do. You got to get to the point so we can move on to other callers. More of your calls coming up, and a discussion of some import when it comes to your cholesterol, triglycerides, that sort of thing. We'll deal with that. It's one of the common problems, and Ken, as a cardiologist, has lots of credibility there. So that's coming up as well. Plus, more of your calls at 888-553-7536.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the power of the moment. What is the power of the moment? Every day that we have a life experience, that becomes a moment. Just like the Kodak moment from years past that we remember. Every moment can be captured. What we do with that moment is up to us. If we put power behind everything that we do, and we put that power to work for us, and we say to ourselves, I'm going to capture this moment. This moment is going to be mine. This moment is going to define me. This moment is going to create my future. Then that is the power of the moment. Who creates it? We do. Who controls it? We do. Who has the power of the mind? We do. Take that power. Expand it. Explode it. Enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Staff Sergeant Billy J. Scott, 45th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
Well, we went out, about three-quarter mile on this irrigation ditch. Now, we knew where the tanks were coming from off this hill. So I passed a signal, and I could hear something coming. Old Bill was getting nervous. And it's dark now, it's dark. They kept getting closer and closer, and I was becoming more worried and worried. So all at once, I got hit in the face and on my leg, and it's gone. And all I could figure out was there was an owl chasing a rat up there.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
888-553-7536. Andy, another Alaskan for you, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. I'm 5'9", and I'm close to 300 pounds. What weight am I supposed to be at, 5'9"?
Half of that.
I would try to get at most about 170, plus or minus. That would be putting you where the charts are. You know, if you're really a large bone person, you know, maybe I'll give you even more 10 pounds. But if you go by the chart, you know, you're going to fall off the chair, would probably say about 152 is the ideal body weight at that height. But I think you could be comfortable in 170, 180.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep. That was quick enough. But heavenly days, McGee. The charts show, like, I'm over, I used to be 5'9", and now apparently I'm 5'8", ought to be right around.
I think the charts for many of us are a little bit on the low side.
I don't want to be that, I want to have muscle, I don't want to have, you know, you don't want to have fat, but it's the stuff around your middle that you got to lose, and then
actually,
you work on the rest
of it. Actually, it's the waist size. You brought up a good point. It's the waist size which is most important.
Yeah.
Andy, you want your waist size under 40.
Yeah, well.
Women under 34.
Right. I'm 34. And have them pretty much, I mean, it goes back and forth. You hold your stomach in when you're buttoning your pants, it still works. There's an important medical story about diabetes this weekend that we ought to go over.
This is very important. This is groundbreaking. This is going to change the way we approach the diabetic. And this is a huge problem in America, especially with the obesity epidemic. We're talking about type 2 diabetes, adult onset diabetes, where the body actually makes too much insulin, but it's just not sensitive. Usually this is a problem of obesity. And the American Diabetic Association and the European Association for the Study of Diabetes this week published in Diabetes Care, new guidelines on treating high blood sugar. It was issued this past week. And what is amazing about these guidelines is that it's going to individualize care more. Very much what we do now in cholesterol, where one set of numbers does not fit everybody. Right now, what we've been trying to do, we use this thing called hemoglobin A1C. This is an average of blood sugar over the last 2 to 3 months. And what we've been trying to do is get non-diabetics under 5.6, and if you have diabetes, under 7. And the new approach is going to be that for the diabetics, we're going to look more at your age, your other complications, and decide specific numbers for you. For example, if you're a young person and you have no heart disease and you get around pretty well and you have a potentially very long life ahead of you, your hemoglobin A1C, we may target 6 to 6.5. Whereas if you have heart disease, and this is just what's been has come out of the studies, for some odd reason, people who have heart disease, that is hardening of the arteries and the coronaries, they need a hemoglobin A1C closer to 7. And if you're older, we don't want you to get low blood sugar closer to 7.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continuing. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and David McMahon, who's the founder of Solana Health, here together to have a conversation about something that is certainly not something strange when you're around Dr. Ken, because he's a cardiologist. So in dealing with problems that people have, what causes cardiovascular problems, oftentimes high triglycerides, high cholesterol, that sort of thing. So Ken, you and Dave are going to deal with that here for a few minutes.
Doug, David, we've been talking about Cardiol, a natural supplement that lowers cholesterol for several months now. And I've been putting my patients on it, and I've seen how effective it truly is in lowering both cholesterol and triglycerides. In just 30 days, my patients also love the fact that it's only one capsule a day. It's just so easy to take. And when it comes to supplements in America, you may know that there's very little quality control or testing required of these products. So one of the things that's really impressed us all about Cardiol was the quality of these ingredients and the level of testing that the product goes through. We've got David McMahon on the phone here. He's the founder and CEO of Solana Health. And I wanted to ask him about the ingredients they use and how they test quality. So, David, if you could just help us understand what is so special about Cardiol.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons that I went through all the trouble of bringing Cardiol into the U.S. and through the FDA was because when you try to go to your supermarket or to your natural health store and get the ingredients that can actually lower cholesterol naturally, red yeast rice, polycosanol, omega-3 fish oil, all of these things have been shown in studies to either have trouble with contamination or potency or both. And in Italy, they have some of the strictest supplement laws in the world. So all of their ingredients by law have to be tested in the raw form and in the final form for both potency and purity.
Tell us about the red yeast rice, because I get so many questions in the office about red yeast rice, and I bet our listeners don't realize how confusing this all is.
Yeah. The red yeast rice is something that's been known for quite a while that can lower cholesterol. But the issue is there have been several independent tests of the red yeast rice that you can buy out there off the shelf. And they found one-third of the brands were contaminated with a fungus called citrin. And that's dangerous for your liver. And they also found a huge variance in potency. In the last study I saw, they saw a variance of 0 to 100 times the potency that you'd like to have in your capsule, in and among the brands and within one bottle. So just no quality control, with the red yeast rice.
One of the nice things I love about your product as a supplement is that it has some really good evidence behind it regarding its effectiveness, its safety. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, again, Cardiol, one of the things that spurred the design of Cardiol, which has 9 ingredients, is some excellent studies that were published, one in Mayo Clinic Proceedings, and that's a gold standard study, you know, the type of study that you're used to, Dr. Ken, when you look at pharmaceuticals. This is a randomized, double-blinded study comparing red yeast rice and omega-3 to lovastatin, which is a generic statin drug, and they found them to be equivalent in lowering cholesterol, and it lowered it significantly, about 40%, and they had fewer side effects with the red yeast rice and omega-3.
One of the great things about this, it has a combination of omega-3s and CoQ10, black pepper. All of the ingredients are listed. Cardiol's natural ingredients work so well together to reduce cholesterol levels. They help you to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are the triglycerides that Ken talks about so much. You are going to join a long list of people when you get onto Cardiol who report really strong results in just 60 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. It's called Cardiol, and you get it by calling 888-809-6424. And Dave McMahon, who's here with us, has arranged for you to try the first shot free. You just pay $11.95 shipping and handling. It's very easy. This is like brainless. One capsule and it's boom, you're away helping yourself. The free trial available at 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your life. 888-809-6424. Take advantage of that special free trial offer. Call them now. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Ken.
We all